Sports right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Miller reporting. Twin car bombings in Benghazi, Libya killed at least 33 people and wounded dozens more Tuesday. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. The United Nations mission in Libya condemned the bombings, emphasizing that the attacks against civilians are a violation of international humanitarian law. The first car blew up outside a mosque in the Al-Salmani neighborhood. A second bomb went off at the same spot about 30 minutes later, with the apparent intention of killing police and rescue workers. At least three people were killed and 20 others injured in an attack on the Save the Children office in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. A spokesman said the group of armed men stormed the compound after a suicide bomber detonated a car bomb at the entrance. Security forces engaged in a long gun battle with the attackers before it ended. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for that attack. More than 50,000 residents have now been displaced as the Philippines' most active volcano continues to belch large clouds of ash and streams of red-hot lava. This evacuee told reporters she hopes the Mayon volcano stops erupting so that she and others can return home. The Philippine Institute of Volcanology says the Mount Mayon blasted large fountains of lava and ash 600 meters into the sky. The Institute has raised its alert level for the Mayon volcano to 4 on a scale of 5, signifying a hazardous eruption is imminent. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. The day after a U.S. government shutdown, U.S. senators expressed differing expectations Tuesday for what Congress might produce on immigration topics. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the president wanted a permanent solution.
We want to address making a permanent solution to DACA, but at the same time closing the loophole so we don't have to continue having this battle.
Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said it was time for serious negotiations and that everyone needed to make the most of the opportunity. Democratic Minority Leader Chuck Schumer noted that there were 16 days remaining for the two sides to come together to prevent the Dreamers or young immigrants from being deported. Wednesday, Syria and Russia accused the United States of lying about chemical weapons attacks in the Syrian conflict as a way of derailing efforts to bring an end to the fighting. Speaking in France, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about a recent attack in East Ghouta.
Only yesterday, more than 20 civilians, most of them children, were victims of an apparent chlorine gas attack.